So, hello everyone. Can you hear me well? Okay. Thank you for coming here today. Thank you for those who are also connecting online for this conference. My name is Breno Menini. I'm a journalist. I'm a student here in the University of Girona, and I'm doing the master program in cultural tourism. First of all, I would like also to thank you the presence of Professora Silvia Olé for the organization of the event, Professora Dolores Vidal, who is the chair for the Cathedra of Gastronomy, Culture and Tourism, Calonge in Sant' Antoni. Also to my colleagues who are here, Natalia, Professor Jane, Luisa, and La Professora Mireia Pasquale as well. And thank you to the Cathedra for the scholarship granted. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this research and presenting today. My study actually is an interdisciplinary study and investigates three areas of knowledge. The three bases of my project, as you can see here in this provisional title, is with tourism, communication, and anthropology. It's important to tell you all that this is an ongoing investigation, so it's an open research. And I will be very pleased if you have any feedbacks to contribute, you can contact me. This first slide, I bring to you the topic of identity and performance that will be observed in the wine narratives in Calonge, Catalonia. I think everybody, have you anyone been in Calonge before? No, probably is there. Yes, okay. I think we're gonna talk about Calonge a lot today. So, all these images that we're gonna see in my presentation, they are already a result of my field study, okay? So I'm gonna start with this one. That is, it's capturing an old technique of cleaning the barrel of wine before it is transported to another storage. And the reason that I'm talking about Calonge is because Calonge has this very interesting two ways of producing wine. One way is doing by those farmhouses that Mireia was explaining before, that keep using old techniques, ancestral techniques, part of the cultural heritage of the region to make the wine. And we also have another mode of doing wine, that is the mode of the DO, that is a more mechanized way of producing the wine. So my main objective in my research is to understand the narratives that are constructed during the wine tours. It's to understand the relationship between all those agents during the, by the guide itself, but also by the tourists, including the landscape. So that's the main objective. Understanding this narrative, it's important because I will be able to describe them, compare, and analyze all these elements together. They are what make this wine production in Calonge so singular, so special. And we are gonna see it's a very big potential for the tourism itself. So in terms of the literature review, we cannot talk about Calonge if we don't read Moyen Calise and Loise, Esther Loise. They're both from the area. They are being producing articles and writing about the local reality of the fields of Calonge. Also, I would like to introduce you to the main author of my investigation, that is Richard Bauman, Briggs and Carvalho, because to understand these narratives, we're gonna use an ethnographic approach. We're gonna understand what are they talking about? when they do the tours. What are they showing? What are they not showing? So we are going to use the performance theory as a frame to understand the culture and the tourism. Of course, this is a very complex theme because everything in tourism is complex, right? So I have a list here of other authors, other references that is, you know, being part of my research in a transversal way. For example, when I'm talking about wine tourism in general, I use Professor Elias Pastor for Spain, Goetz and Roach. When I'm talking about Calonge, Professora Mireia Pascoal is part of my reference. Also, my colleague Carla Caloniesi, that is here somewhere. I also use Pollack, Ricoeur, and Le Goff when I touch about memory, because during this investigation, we're going to see that a lot is being revealed through the hotel history about the stories that are told from the producers, right? What brings me to another topic, that is the community-based tourism, because the producers are telling the stories, and I'm using three authors from Brazil, from the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro. They work in a very interesting laboratory of technology and social development. So you see that different areas of knowledge that touch this research. I could go on because we are going to talk in this research also with about identity, using Goffman, for example, and De Oliveira. But, well, I can explain you later if you have any more questions. Okay, in terms of methodology, I was telling you that I decided to do an ethnographic research. Why is that? Because I think the field study is critical to understand how those narratives are built. What is told? What is showed? What is hidden? What is the role that is the landscape plays in this game? What about other elements? Material heritage, architecture, all this orchestration of those elements are really important to understand how those narratives are built. So I'm going, I'm working actually with a comparative approach, right? So far, this is a no-go investigation. So far I have five elements of comparison that are kind of systemizing and organizing on those, on the table that you can see here. But I'm comparing these two modes of production, these two ways of making wine. In one hand, we have what is also called in the area, Vie de Pagès, wine of Pagès or Pagès wine, that is the wine produced by these farmhouses, explained by Professora Mireia. And in the other hand, a wine produced by the DDO, by the denomination of origin. So I have selected a group of six sellers, three of them that belongs to one group and three of them that belongs to the other group. That's the part that I like most in the presentation. It's when we have some images. So I'm gonna take you here to a very short visit into these two wineries, because for those who are going to Calonge tomorrow, you're going to have the opportunity to see with your own eyes. So what do we have here? On the left image, on the top left corner, we have a picture from Masmolha, one of where we're going to go tomorrow. Those farmers, they are keeping these traditional ways of making wine. They still have barrels used several decades ago. They keep using techniques I was showing in the first image to cleaning, to transfer the production, the press the wine. They're pressing the wine with a machine that is made by wood. It's completely different than the other one that we see on the bottle. That is one of the most fine wine we can have here in the zone of Girona. That is the Clos d'Agon winery. Probably you have heard they have won several prizes of wine, internationally speaking. It's not only the way they store the wine that is different. It's the way they also commercialize and sell them. So I think it's going to be very interesting for those who are going tomorrow. So where is my research now? So I have not still completed the classes. I still have some classes with Mireia, Professor Mireia, this semester. But I'm already having the tutorship with Professor Dolores Vidal. And I'm also in the field, collecting the data, having the interviews, recording some also, not only the interviews, but some images. I'm doing videos because, as you know, I'm from communication. So I think the audiovisual support will be very important to tell the way these narratives are built. Okay, I'm here talking about wine, production, different process, production processes, cultural heritage, ancestral techniques. Where are the tourists? Where is the tourism, right? You may be asking. Well, the tourists are in the center of this discussion because the tourists are part of the performance. They not only interact, ask questions, walk along the guides during the tours, try the wine. They mostly consume the spectacle. They are, it's for them that this orchestration is done, right? They are the audience. And why it's important? Because a satisfactory experience, it's what it will guarantee, you know, the tourists will come back. They will buy the product. They will talk about these wineries in the internet, to their friends. Well, so what I have found so far, it's very premature yet because I have not collected all the data to all our sellers, but I could already encounter very different historical and cultural elements in this orchestration, in what they say, how they present their stories, how they make their narratives. One important thing that I also notice is that it's true that it's a marketing strategy as well, right? They can sell the wine at the cellar door. The customers, they become more loyal and they, of course, they will talk about your brand. But also what I could find in some cellars is this sense of identity and memory that is preserved. And those memories are addressed through their narratives during the wine tourism, during the wine tour. So it's quite interesting, Calonge, for that reason. I think it's one of the things that make the area quite unique. Just one last element that I would like to bring to you here is, and we can see in the picture here, is the landscape, right? Of these two realities, that they dialogue with all this process of construction of the narratives. Even when, for example, the tourists are tasting the wine in a very contemplative way, right, during the tour. Okay, we are getting to an end. So just to finalize and conclude this presentation today, I would like to say that Calonge, what we have in Calonge, it's very attractive, it's unique, it's singular, and definitely could be exploited by the tourism. What is it? Is the wine? Yes, is the wine, but not only the wine, and mostly is this two dual mode of producing wine. this duality with its historical identity marks that represents the memory of the local producers, that is actually what makes Cologne different and interesting for the tourism. Well, again, it's an open investigation, right? But I can see, for example, that from my research, we could try to analyze, you know, how these narratives are now articulated in, on the social media, how the tourists use the experience and promote this on Instagram or in YouTube, right? We could analyze this through the perspective of storytelling, the marketing perspective, but I'm sure that that would help a lot to boost this local wine tourism in Cologne. Just like also a final remark, we also have Professor Mireia Pascoal studying this subject. She just presented, you saw today, and Carla also had her master thesis on the topic of the wine pages, how that brings value to the tourism in Cologne. So this is a field of investigation, quite effervescent, quite new, but quite active, at least here in the University of Girona. And I would just like to thank you and finalize thanking the opportunity to be here. I didn't say, but I'm very happy to have people that I can dialogue with about this topic. And please drop me an email, text me if you have any comments or something you think you can help me with the research or feedback or to be put into debate, because I'm very happy to be here. And I hope to see you in Cologne tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenna, for giving us some insights into the work you've done so far on Cologne. Do we have any thoughts or questions? Thank you.
Okay, so far I have done three tours, let's say, that I was together in a participative observation experience. So three of the sellers, I already interviewed the tourists. I also interviewed the seller owners to understand the business, the point of the business on this construction of the narrative, and the guide tour. So the interviews are split on these three groups: tourists, guide, and the owner. And I'm using the methodology that I'm using is to frame them to the performance, right? Understanding the which is, what is it, rito in English? That the ritual of each step of this construction. And later on, what I want to do is to compare. So compare on those five elements, which seller are doing, which story are they telling, what is the landscape they are presenting. And then I will, with this comparative method, to try to understand how they built it. I can hear quite well.
Interview question there.
No, those are interviews. For the tourists, is semi-structured interviews. I have prepared 8 questions that they can unfold to on more questions, but they are interviews, register and record it. Yes. Can you repeat? Yes. Absolutely. I think actually this is a very good, interesting unfolding from this research, because so far I'm trying to understand how these narratives are constructed, right? But later on would be very interesting to understand how they are broadcasted to the social media to get to the general audience. And I think possibly that's a very good methodology, the ethnography, absolutely. That's beautiful. Yeah, that definitely could be one of future research. Yes.
Anything else from the floor? Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Brenna, for your time.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you.